The title of today's sermon is Alliances, Leagues, and Treaties. I thought about titling this sermon The Inevitability of War. Recently, Germany has proposed a Russian-European cooperation on security. That's just another name for an alliance or a treaty. And as you know, things are changing rapidly across Europe, as well as the rest of the world. At the turn of the century, not so many years ago, Russia's economy was in shambles. They were under the curse of a great deal of crime and instability in the country. And frankly, it made Russia a very unattractive ally. But Russia's it's faring far better these days with its stability, its natural resources, and its finances. While the rest of the world is struggling with finances, the economy of Russia is doing better. Russia has the 12th largest economy in the world. That's if you look at the nominal value of their economy. It's the 7th largest economy in the world if you consider purchasing power parity around the globe. Russia is rich with natural resources. They have an abundance of natural gas, oil, coal, precious metals. I heard a year or so ago that Russia has a tremendous amount of gold being produced. And Russia is also rich in agriculture. Now, I'm not saying that Russia is being blessed by any means like the United States of America has been. In fact, when Russia changed over from their socialism and their central management of all their resources to more of what we would have here in America, a market-based economy, there was a great deal of graft and corruption and the selling off of what was once state-owned properties to individuals, and you can be sure that the individuals that received ownership of those resources got super-duper great deals. So there was kickbacks and everything. It's a little bit like the early days of Prohibition when Joseph Kennedy made a great deal of money selling liquor when that was illegal, but he became legitimized by putting his money into Wall Street and property and so forth like that. That's kind of what Russia has done. They've become legitimized as far as everyone's concerned right now, but they're not godly by any means. Russia now has transitioned from its past communistic central planning to a market-based economy. And strangely, here in America, we're doing just the opposite. We're going from the market-based economy, we have severe attacks on that, and we're moving towards socialism, which if you would ask any Russian, they would tell you that way is not going to work. And here's a strange thing, brethren. Even though Germany is presently allied militarily through the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, we call it NATO, with us and with many other nations, Germany right now deems it worthwhile to reconsider a treaty with up-and-coming Russia. We've lived here in America, in Great Britain, in a time of unprecedented peace, growth, prosperity, and God has blessed us not because of our own inherent greatness, but because of the covenant that He made, that God made with Abraham. Genesis 12 in verse 2. And this is what God said to Abraham. He said, I will make of you, Abraham, a great nation, and I'll bless you, and I'll make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. In verse 3, I will bless them that bless you.